Monty Grootman started working at Bridgestone back in 1976. He relocated to the Bridgestone plant in Normal in 2001 when the off-the-road tire maker closed its plant in Decatur. Grootman is now the plant manager. He's overseeing a $12 million expansion of the plant that the Nashville, Tennessee-based company announced a year ago. He tells WGLT's Eric Stock the reasons behind the renovations and how close they are to being completed.
This investment gives us the opportunity to make larger radials, and it just makes the Bloomington plant more appealing when it comes to the number of sizes that we can offer to the customer.
Are you now able to produce those at this point?
We are actually still qualifying those sizes. We have all the engineering task that we needed to do on the equipment is just about completed. We have started building 25-inch sizes on the new equipment, and we are starting to qualify the larger sizes. And we hope to have our first one qualified either late December or early January of this year.
It was initially explained as a $12 million investment. Is that still on track?
That is still on track. Half of that was for the molds or for the tooling for the tires, and then the other half was the equipment that we had to modify and installed some new equipment. So, yes, it's still the $12 million project.
And at the time, the company had announced plans to hire 30 additional workers. Has that come to reality?
Yes, it has. And I was looking at those numbers just the other day, and our active enrollment for clock car teammates is actually 32 more than what we had in July of 2018. So we're pretty close to a 500 mark total plant enrollment.
How many shifts?
We're running four crews, 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. So two crews every day, 7 days a week. So you have four crews. That way you're on a 2-3, 2-3 split.
One might imagine with the expansion the company announced last year that this was a bet on the economy and growth in the construction industry. Was that the calculation?
That was part of it. The other part of that is that we're a global company. Bridgestone's global. And there's only two facilities in the United States that produce off-road tires. The other one is in Aiken, South Carolina. And they produce the ultra-large radials, sizes that we would probably never produce. That's 49-inch bead diameter and above. Everything else would come in from some of our plants over in Japan. So with Bloomington having the capability of increasing our sizes, that's fewer tires that we're bringing in from Japan.
Now, a recent report on hiring in the U.S. shows the economy is still slowing. While it's nowhere near a recession, there is still a lot of uncertainty in the economy due to, in part, the ongoing U.S. trade wars and even talk of impeachment, they say, has impacted the economy. How do these market forces affect your business?
Well, obviously, depending on what they do in Washington and what party gets elected and some of that, it could have an impact on mining because some of our stuff is tied to mining, coal and that type thing. But currently we've not seen any impact at all.
You're alluding to talk of more clean energy. Does that put some of your business in jeopardy?
I really don't know, other than I know that our industry is tied to mining and coal and the other minerals are tied to that.
As we continue with Monty Grootman, who is the plant manager for the Bridgestone plant in Normal, an update on the company's expansion of a year ago. Many manufacturers have expressed difficulty in hiring qualified workers. How much of a challenge has that been for you at Bridgestone?
I would say that hiring them has not been that big of an issue because as far as the production piece of it, we educate everybody on what we need because you can't open up a textbook and see what it is that you'd be doing inside the factory here. So we teach people what we need them to know. A lot of our issues would be with just purely retainment. You know, a lot of times it's not a good fit for them, and sometimes it's just not a good fit for us. But as far as the ability to draw people, has not been that big of an issue for us here in Bloomington.